From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Monday, January 7th, 2019. And on this day, we'll hear from one Mainer who's traveling to the border as part of the Sanctuary Coalition and an effort to ease loneliness among older rural Mainers. It's a growing public health issue. That's ahead in just a moment. The administration of Maine's new Democratic governor wants to provide certain asylum seekers with government benefits that her Republican predecessor fought to eliminate. Maine's Department of Health and Human Services proposed regulations last week to provide state funding to legally admitted asylum seekers with work documents. Mills administration also proposes state-funded cash assistance to legally admitted immigrants seeking employment. A gardener woman is among hundreds of volunteers headed to the U.S.-Mexico border near Tijuana. It's part of the faith-led New York City-based Sanctuary Coalition's effort to assist immigrants who are fleeing violence in Central America. Gail Mackinson is a retired attorney. She says she's grown frustrated and angry about U.S. immigration policies and about the treatment of children and families trying to enter the country. Mackinson's history of activism includes nonviolent training during the civil rights movement in the 60s and gay rights in the 90s. This week, she'll be engaging in what she calls advocacy without confrontation when she joins the sanctuary caravan.
It's the idea of meeting and greeting all of these people that have traveled thousands of miles in their caravan. And we're supposed to help them with just being there, support, witnessing, hearing their stories, and helping them relate their stories. Not speaking for them ever.
They'll also be helping immigrants with the asylum process, filling out paperwork, preparing for interviews, accompanying them to the checkpoint, and if necessary, trying to find families to sponsor them after they're admitted into the U.S. But they're not allowed to provide legal advice, and their assistance is not intended as a protest. Mackinson says she's received an outpouring of support to fund her two-week effort, which she had to pay for herself.
So I did a GoFundMe, which I'd never done before. And people were very responsive. I mean, they were like, thank you for going for me. My grandmother immigrated, or, you know, this means a lot to me because I've seen people here. We even have, of course, a population that migrated to Maine. So people were very passionate about it. And it felt very moving to me.
President Trump has announced he'll travel to the border on Thursday, which will mark the 20th day of the partial government shutdown if no agreements reached between Congress and the White House on border wall funding. Trump has described what's happening at the border as a crisis. Today, he reiterated that he'll consider declaring a national emergency to get the $5 billion that he wants. Thousands of immigrants seeking asylum have gathered at the border, with just a few applications being approved every day. The Sanctuary Coalition expects to continue its efforts on both sides of the border through the third week of January. And finally today, in a vast rural state like Maine, social isolation is part of life. That's especially true for seniors who are stuck in their homes because of physical or financial challenges. That isolation can lead to loneliness, which is considered by some experts to be a serious public health issue. Patty White traveled to Western Maine, where a federal program is attempting to address the loneliness issue in a fairly simple way.
Most days of the week, you can find Kitty Gee of Chesterville knocking on doors across Franklin County.
Hello.
Hi.
Gee is a senior companion. It's a federal program that connects homebound or isolated seniors to a friendly visitor every week.
I'm sorry we're so late.
It doesn't matter. You know I'm going to be here anyway.
On this day, Gee is visiting Juanita Nurse of Farmington.
How's my best girl today? You're doing good, huh? Looking pretty as always.
Good to see you, Kitty.
Good to see you too, darling.
The two have known each other for about a year, but they laugh like old friends. Gee is 87, Nurse is 74, and she has health issues that make it hard for her to walk or even to pursue former hobbies such as knitting and sewing.
When Kitty showed up, that was like, oh, yay! It was someone to laugh with.
During the visits, they talk about their families, the old days, and men.
I've been trying to find a dancing partner. They're hard to find because, you know, they're people our age. They don't want to do much. You know, And you and I, we're ready to roll. We want to get moving.
Guy became a senior companion nearly 5 years ago after her husband died. She was at loose ends, she says, and needed something to do.
So I said, this will get me out among people. I'll have someone to talk to, and maybe I'll do some good. And these people I see are like my age. So we have a lot in common. We can relate, see?
They used to have nice bands there.
Yeah.
Remember Steve and the Good Old Boys?
Yeah.
They were swell, weren't they?
She spends about 25 hours a week visiting 7 clients. She receives a small federal stipend, $2.65 an hour. But more importantly, she says, being a companion gives her purpose. And Nurse says the visits give her something to look forward to.
I mean, sometimes she's laughing so hard. You know, it's just so nice to see someone laughing. And then to be included in that, too, means a lot.
Oh, boy.
These programs, I think, are essential for our aging populations in our state.
Carrie Faria is a community services specialist at Seniors Plus in Lewiston, which partners with the University of Maine to implement the Senior Companion Program in Western Maine.
Many times, people will end up isolating themselves because their friends are dying around them. Their family, maybe their siblings have died off. I mean, they may be the only one left out of their generation. So they just find themselves kind of alone.
The demand for the service is high. Across Maine, the Senior Companion Program serves around 600 people, but there's a wait list of more than 300. That wait list isn't likely to shrink because the program's funding is capped. Faria says the program is always on the lookout for volunteers, particularly men. And there are a few.
I'm Bud Houghton. I'm 66 years old.
Houghton is a logger from Carthage. His path to becoming a senior companion started when he was 40. That's when he first volunteered with a different program that helps seniors apply for fuel assistance. At the time, Houghton was out of work while recovering from neck surgery. Then his wife died of cancer.
I got into volunteering and get my mind off myself and thinking about other people, and it worked for me. You know what I mean? I love the older people. They need that friendship. They need that companionship. You are their ticket to the outside world.
So after he retired several years ago, Houghton became a senior companion.
Hello!
One of the people he visits is 61-year-old Bill Gates. Houghton likes to take Gates on drives to scenic outlooks.
You want to go for a ride?
Yeah.
All right. I'll get the car backed up.
Gates has dementia. The visit is as much to provide companionship as it is to give Gates' wife some respite. Gates hums as he and Houghton wind along the roads of Franklin County. As much as Houghton enjoys being a companion, he says it isn't always easy. He's witnessed clients deteriorate. Some have passed away. But these relationships, Houghton says, are deeper than his other friendships.
It changes you. You end up doing things for other people. It's not you that's important. It's their well-being that's important.
And it's the simple things, he says, like taking a client for a picnic lunch or a car ride, that make a difference. Things many of us take for granted.
It's Silent Night, isn't it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm trying to put
love that song.
Yeah, I was trying to keep you away from it.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And the Senior Companion Program operates in 12 of Maine's counties. For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Monday, January 7th, 2019. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team. I'm Nora Flaherty.